Okay, we're live.
Oh shit!
Did you forget the thing?
Nah, yo, what's good, your boy Sopri 706. This is the Dirty Burn Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. We have our hosts, Lethal Saint, the GIF Queen, and Hobo Josh. What's good, y'all?
Yeah, you know that's not how you pronounce it.
It is the creator of it said it's GIF, so you are the GIF queen.
That dead man said.
That's problematic, RIP, but
is it?
Anywho, what is also problematic is how sorry the Atlanta Falcons are at this moment. I told y'all last night what was going to happen. Y'all don't listen to me. Y'all make these memes on Twitter talking about Julio finna go off for 20 yards like it was the yesteryear with Kyle Shanahan. And only to watch us get embarrassed again on national television. I didn't realize it, but Calvin really didn't have a single catch that game. When y'all were over here hyping him up and crowning him. Oh, Calvin Ridley's the GOAT. Oh, slide Ridley. I'm not saying Ridley's bad, but y'all need to relax. Like, relax. It's great that you were at one point leading in yards or whatever in touchdowns as we've lost every single game. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care. You shouldn't care either. What you should care about is how sorry this team is, how horrendously offensive we look on defense. Like, I don't even know how many the Falcons produce a meme seemingly every week for the national media to continue to just beat us up and laugh at us. We are the laughing stock of the NFL. We are the Browns. That's who we are right now.
We are the
Cleveland Browns with better uniforms.
No, we aren't, because they're up 3-1. Right?
I mean the Cleveland Browns of yesteryear. We're the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's who we are right now.
Damn, not the Jaguars.
That's how sorry we are right now. For no reason.
Oh, shit.
What up, Freddie? Freddie, what it do? Bruh, look, you know what Jaguars I'm talking about. We're them. We're them Jags. Not the new age. Not the Minshew Mania Jags. Shout out to Middleburg. But nah, we're bad, man.
We are bad. Did y'all see the name that I put for this episode?
Wow, King Quest gonna blame Marcus. I said we was gonna lose too. I'm surprised we didn't lose by 60 points last night. Like yeah, it should have been worse.
Yeah, we could have. It was one play. I think like a third down, and luckily Rodgers looked to his left, because had he looked to his right, he had two people wide open, because we had two defenders who ran to each other and they were just like laying on the ground. And luckily, like I said, Rodgers looked to his left and threw the ball, because had he looked to his right, that tight end probably had four touchdowns last night.
Yeah. And I know the timeline is usually wilding out about, oh, I better wake up to see Dan Quinn being fired and whatnot. I'm not going to lie, this morning, I generally was really, really hoping that they fired Dan Quinn this morning. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to look at Twitter. I'm going to wait. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to open up and just see breaking news. Dan Quinn has been fired as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And I did not see that. And I was like, wow. Like, is this white privilege? Like, I pray that I could be that incompetent at my job at some point and still make boatloads of money and not have the fear of losing said job.
He kind of turned into Marvin Lewis overnight, honestly.
Ew, that's a good comparison. But see, I think the Marvin Lewis thing is like reverse reparations from the NFL. Like for all the black coaches to get fired after like one season, I think he was just like the ones like, you know what? We like you. You're one of the good ones. We're going to let you hang around for a decade and be mediocre. So, look, I was speaking hyperbole. I mean, I know we will never be that sorry. Like,
the defense is laughable, though.
At least the city of Atlanta is not a ghost town and has some sort of culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, downtown Jacksonville is a mess. Like, they need to defund downtown Jacksonville. Just shut it down. Just make it make downtown Jacksonville a giant paintball arena. That'd be like way more exciting than what's going on right now. So
that'd be so much fun, actually.
That would be kind of lit. Shout out to, you know, maybe need to hit a shot con the con man and see if we can make that happen. That'd be kind of lit. Like, just like charge people, like maybe have a couple hotels, some brothels. You know what I'm saying?
Those aren't legal in outside of Las Vegas.
Shout out to Lyons County, Nevada. The what is it called? The Bunny Ranch.
Yeah,
Freddie, you need to go check out the Bunny Ranch. I know you're on your you're supposed to be going to see your first swingers party. I saw in the timeline, so definitely check out the Bunny Ranch in Vegas. I heard it slit, allegedly. I don't participate in those activities, so I'm a Christian man. But anywho, back to the Falcons. It's about that time to click on WalterFootball.com and see what these draft prospects are looking like, because it's getting ugly. It is getting ugly.
Listen. But who cares about what the draft prospects look like with our coaching staff right now?
No, they're going to be gone.
Yeah, they're going to be gone.
So
allegedly.
I think what Blank is trying to do, until we get the notification, the Falcons are eliminated from playoff contention, Quinn will be here. So because of that, the team will continue to possibly play bad, and then they get fired at the end of the year. But yeah, we need to start looking at some secondary help.
We can't keep doing this, man. Like, we can't keep wasting picks and missing picks on secondary, because again, we can't win like that. We need beef. We need linemen. We need pressure. We got rid of our veteran cornerbacks because the fans hated them. And they might have been on a decline, but they're better than anything we've had. And I'm pretty sure I said this on the podcast at some point, that cool, even though your boy Alfred was a walking pass interference, he still made plays. If it weren't for mismanagement by this franchise and Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan or whoever during that fateful game, like, Alfred would have made one of the greatest plays in Falcons history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody on this roster right now at cornerback making those kind of plays to go with their mess ups and their shortcomings. So I don't know. I know, I feel like a lot of it is coaching and scheme, but yo, man, like, I don't know.
It's definitely coaching. Because like how Letha said, how Harry dissects our film tape. Like, it was basically saying like what are the linebackers reading on one play? Because it was like a run play that Jones had like 10 yards on. The first read of the linebackers, they're dropping back as if like it's about to be a pass play. But the personnel that Green Bay had out there, it was set up for a run. But it's like the coaches are telling them to, like, hey, get back in your zone first and then come up. Which is opposite what they're supposed to be doing as linebackers already. But I, like you said, I think these coaches are telling them what to do, which is completely wrong. It would just look like a bunch of BS out there on the field.
I mean, let the fans tell it. You know, Raheem Morris and Matt Ulbrich were the gods last year. They turned us around. They made us great. We're going to carry this over into this season. And how's that working out now? Like, it was funny. I saw Aaron Freeman, shout out to Falcons fans. Check out Locked On Falcons podcast. I don't know how he does that every day. Like, I'd probably shotgun a bottle of bleach if I had to do that podcast at this point every single day about the Falcons. Because
I'd be alcoholic.
Girl. I don't know how he does it. But he was saying on the timeline, a lot of Falcons fans are deleting old tweets because I guess old tweets exposed or old takes exposed. Twitter account is pulling these tweets up. And some of them are bad. Like, it's just the Falcons madness. Like, I don't know what y'all are seeing that make us to make you think that we're just this great team. Like, we're not. And it's sad. Like, for example, Aaron Rodgers last night when targeting running backs and tight ends, 20 for 20, 241 yards, and 4 touchdowns. This man was perfect. Perfect. Perfecto. When throwing to people whose primary jobs is not to catch a football, which is ridiculous. Like, it's, and I think I said this last night, why can other teams do like simple things to us as far as like hitting tight ends or running back, but we can't do the same? Like, again, one of the reasons y'all were so happy about Todd Gurley is because of his hands out the backfield. I ain't seen it. I ain't seen it.
Yeah, we don't throw to him, unfortunately.
I don't understand why. Like, there was a season when everybody's a favorite whipping boy on offense, Devontae Freeman. I think he caught like 70 passes in one season. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is that at? Why can't we do that?
Because we have an incompetent OC.
Ooh, like, I don't know about that, King Quest. I don't know about that. That's how you play when you're playing against the Falcons defense, Marcus. Please stop. Please stop the badness.
That's why I ain't even putting his shit on here. Because I'm smart.
Jesus.
Vic wouldn't be good. I think Vic used football to get his church startup money. I am dead ass. Why are you laughing?
No, I think he probably expected to be a football player, but then he quickly found out, like, hey, I'm not built for this.
He don't need a preach either. He's gonna lead people straight to hell.
What?
I mean, you know, we've seen how if he's lazy in the fucking NFL game, he's gonna be lazy in the pulpit too. Like, would you go to Vic's church? Would you let him preach to you?
He may be more passionate about preaching than obviously football.
Okay. He gonna be messing up scriptures, forgetting the verse. No, he probably still gotta fucking go to the table of contents to find where the the book is. Like, what page the book is on.
Another embarrassing stat for us last night. The people that caught passes for the Packers last night were Tyler Irwin, Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Malik Taylor, Robert Tonyan.
Do you like playing fantasy sports? If so, Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If you're playing with NFL, of course, because this is an NFL podcast, you choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. That you can also do other sports, of course. They have NBA, MLB, PGA, and even esports. How that works will be in the description box below. Use our promo code DBNReport, the name of this podcast. We'll put it in the description box below. When you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Again, that's www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
And who had like 3 touchdowns? Somebody made out in fantasy. Probably a Packers fan. And Darius Shepherds.
Who are those people?
The rounds that these people were drafted in were the 4th, 4th, 5th, 5th, undrafted, undrafted, and undrafted.
It's stupid. We don't even know those people's names.
Make it make sense. Yeah, Aaron has been playing elite, but I'm still pushing for my guy, Russell Wilson, to win the MVP this year.
We black over here.
Yeah, he is an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
But he also plays for a competent organization, though, so there's that.
This shit is beyond embarrassing. Like, I don't even know, for those of you guys that stayed up to watch this whole thing, what is wrong with y'all?
I honestly was curious to see how it all play out. I said I would give them two hours, but I watched the entire thing.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, because again, I wanted to see how it was going to play out, especially from a defensive standpoint. Like I said, it was so bad. Like, it was one play where, like, the linebackers, they was literally – they tried to drop back in zone, and they were literally, like, 2 feet in front of each other in the same zone. It's like, what are y'all doing?
Dog, I remember seeing that. Mind you, I was drunk. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I mean, we watched three quarters together of this horrible shit after horrible shit after horrible shit, right? And you really stayed up to watch the last quarter?
Hey, man, you're more dedicated than I am. So like I said, I was like, I already see where this is going. I don't have time, bro. I don't have time. I
hope they would come back. Girl, we know you love Dan Quinn. Get off here. Yeah, go to sleep. All right. They ain't coming back. With the way we've been playing, the point to watch any other game besides to do this podcast for me is just like, or if I'm with people and we're like, oh, eating in the game is on. That's the only reason I'm watching it. Man, fuck Dan Quinn. He needs to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Y'all are angry. Jeez.
Dan
I ain't Quinn, even y'all. Like it, I'm sorry, man.
This whole fucking, he is ass. He's not ass.
Okay. He will be gone at the end of the year, okay?
End of the year is too late. It's too late. Because nobody's holding anybody accountable. Like, y'all miss tackles, y'all don't go and practice tackling. Y'all blow coverages, y'all blow your assignments. Clearly, nobody has gone to practice anything. No drills have been run for hours. I mean, like, for the love of fucking God, in my year of sports and band and shit, I have more medals and championships than this fucking team. Like, I'm fucking fed up. And then to know that we have incompetence and then we play incompetent, every single player, coach, staff member this year and probably last year has been in fucking competent. Every single one, to include Leo Jones and Matt Ryan.
Be careful. There are some people that are like very adamant about Matt Ryan slander or criticism. Like,
I don't give a goddamn. I said every single player, coach, and staff member has been incompetent. Even the fucking water people. The water boys and girls, y'all are incompetent too.
What do they do? They just handing out the routine water, Gatorade, every game.
They hand out the wrong shit. They ain't handing out the shit from Space Jam. The secret stuff.
It was
blame them for not handing out the secret stuff. You goddamn right. I don't give a fucking damn. I'm fed up. I want a ring. I have rings. I got rings. They don't got rings. They don't got shit. And I would like to have shit. I want us to have a ring. But I want his head on a fucking platter. I want that Viking, that Game of Thrones shit. Chop off his head and bring it to me. And I'll have it right here above me on the wall as a trophy case. What the shit? Complaining at the game. Who is they? The police? What they complain about if they're not holding each other accountable or fixing what the fuck they're doing wrong on the field? What's the complaints for?
It goes back to coaching. They just probably pissed with the coaching and they just saying it out loud.
Oh, the water people will be complaining. Well, they can't complain that much when they're making like $55,000 a year for handing out water. Tell them to put steroids in the water or something. You know what I'm saying? So they could play better. Well,
I see what she's saying. There is so much they can say, but I think that possibly maybe that's why former players are coming out as like messengers. Like, y'all got the Jamar Anderson tweet up? So while she's looking for that, I usually don't really look into too much like with players or former players talking about a team. just because like it's one of those things like, hey, we don't really know what's going on, but we have seen kind of consistently that a lot of these former players, for the most part, seem to be enjoying watching the Falcons fail. And that's not usually the case. Like, that's the organization that kind of made you who you were, you know, let you cut your teeth, make your money. And players like Jamal Anderson, he's really enjoying this. He's talking about karma. I believe your boy Hardy said something about karma. And it's just like,
Can we get to the root of why Anderson said that?
Yeah, but he does have a point though. Like,
hold up, let's can we talk about Hardy real quick? Maybe he posted an old video being in the locker room. I don't know. I hope it was an old video, but if not, why are they letting people not on the team walk into the locker room during a pandemic? Like, do they not know how viruses work? Like, he could have easily walked in the locker room and gave everybody corona.
Like, yeah, I feel like that was old. Like, there's no need for a slow, essentially useless receiver to be back there. We have enough of those on the.
That's what I'm saying. But he was driving in the video before, and then next thing you know, he's in the same outfit in the locker room.
Again, nobody cares about Justin Hardy. So back to the players like Jamal Anderson. He was essentially saying that, like, yo, he's a Falcons legend, right? But it seems like they don't seem to show love. He's insinuating they don't show love to the former players. And that's kind of why, like, he's kind of enjoying seeing them fail, talking about our organization is broken and things of that nature. And it's like, okay, well, he's saying this. Harry Douglas is saying stuff. Justin Hardy's saying stuff. Austin Hooper was saying stuff. But the message that we get is like, oh, well, we used to get before that shit died was brotherhood, all that nonsense. But I'm starting to really think. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was like, yo, I can't wait until like Matt Ryan's like 10 years past his retirement and like does a tell all or gets in the media or has like a very open interview. Cause I'm curious to see how this really was, man. Like through his lens. It's because it's like, yo, we're literally, and I usually don't go with this narrative, but we're literally wasting this man's career. Like, again, we're about to have a whole nother head coach, whole nother offense coordinator again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, her and him, they're right because they only brag about they only brought that Vic because the fans love Vic. And that's it.
Okay,
they showboat the same people. And then Roddy White is like a favorite. Julio and Matt are gonna be favorites. Other than that, look at what's happened. Like, even when the whole Matt Bryan situation, even him, not he wasn't, but his wife was like going off. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do you treat legends and people that have done so much for us? Like, how do you treat them like that?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
It's
no excuses.
My thing is none of this stuff that Jamal Anderson that he was complaining about holds any weight on the product on the field. Okay, they didn't honor the 98 team 2 years ago when Minnesota did theirs. Again, none of that holds any weight on what the team blowing coverages, the OC still run these dumb runs up the middle. None of that stuff affects any of those things. So why, like, you're complaining about the wrong thing?
He's got a point though.
No, he doesn't. He was mad that he wasn't invited to that hype video that they did last year.
That video was awful.
And again, none of that translates to what we do on the field. So what are you mad about? You're just mad because they won't, like, bring you around the team. Look, like, none of that correlates to what they're doing on the field.
The man took the time event, and according to King Quest, he was allegedly off of a substance.
Probably.
But he has points.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
None of the stuff that he said affects what we do on the field. None of it.
He does.
I'm not saying it does, but he's as a former player, he is excited to see us suffer because of how they treat other players. And again,
because they then say Jamal Anderson, you want to come down to this hype video and do the Dirty Bird? He's mad about that.
Okay. Well, everybody, they made that shit and deleted it. So obviously they were mad about it too, because that shit was terrible.
It was terrible. But my thing is,
like, how do you find Bone Crusher in the year 2019? I didn't know he was alive.
I mean, when you're like, hey, you're not doing anything. Here's $100,000. Come do this video.
Yeah, we can come out of the room. That, man, I need to get into the music industry.
I'm just saying, like, it, so even if it was trash, if it was at least Jamal Anderson, you can hang your hat on, like, oh, that's Falcons legend doing the dance that he kind of coined. You know what I'm saying? Like, there you go. Yeah. Marcus has a good point. If Bone Crusher can get an invite and Jamal Anderson can't, like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that. So again, I think we're painting this picture of the Falcons organization. It's just this, I don't know what they're trying to project. I don't know, a tight-knit group, a ship that's on the right path with all the coach speak every week as we continue to lose.
It is not.
I think behind the curtains is a lot of stuff going on that we're probably never going to hear about for a long time, but...
Oh, I need to hear it.
We need, like, we need insiders to snitch like they're doing in the White House. We need people to defect, like, yo, man, I got this audio, Dan Quinn using the N-word or something like that. Like, we need that.
I believe that it's a toxic... that was a toxic organization.
It's an Ellen organization.
No, mm-hmm. I believe it when the likes of like Roddy White comes out and says,
no.
Well, I'm not gonna believe
Harry. You can't say Roddy White because Roddy White
and Justin Hardy. I'm not, no.
No. You can't say Roddy White because he's getting treated like royalty. Anyone who keeps getting treated like royalty is not going to say anything negative.
All the people who actually contributed to this organization's success and not I made it play once every 10 games type of player. Those people.
Look, I'm telling you, Matt Bryant has spoken out.
His wife was pissed because of how he did.
But she was telling the truth.
No, because Matt, he honestly, from a business standpoint, he should have been gone. Honestly,
no, but yes. how they went about it.
It's a business. If you're not,
no, that's some bullshit.
If you're not doing your job in NFL, you're again. My cousin, he played in NFL. He said that their contracts are literally like toilet paper. Like, they can rip them up at any point. So if you're not doing your job, no matter if you're paid, we saw Indianapolis, they paid Manning, from Peyton Manning all the way to Justin Hardy. You're expendable. They don't care.
It's a business, but
so if you can't take it personal.
If you have the most points in the entire organization and have won games for this team, and you have the most points of the entire organization, why can't you get treated better?
So you want them to say, Matt, we're going to cut you?
Yeah, like you can retire, like something. He could have been treated better.
He wasn't going to retire.
We know that. Everybody knows that. He is a legend.
Marcus makes a good point. It is a business, so it's time to move on for your favorite player. Yes, get Quinn out. But you know what? It's interesting you talk about Matt Bryan's wife, because I can think back to another very vocal wife for the Falcons organization. Miko, the goat Miko Grimes. And a lot of people thought that she was crazy, and she may be crazy, but I think is a little bit of a truth in the madness regarding the situation with Brent Grimes. Because, like, again, I understand that Brent Grimes got hurt in, like, the first game of that season after he got paid, and then we made it to the NFC Championship. But
and he sat out.
I mean, he was hurt. He, like, tore his
Achilles. He could have played. He just said he wasn't going to play.
He tore his Achilles, right?
No, he was fine. He just decided not to play.
No, man. Anyways, even with that, like, I'm thinking back, and it kind of ties into where we're at now with the whole secondary situation. Like, Brent Grimes was good, and he was good after he left Atlanta to go to the Dolphins. But by us not finding a way to retain him, we were forced to go out and draft y'all's faves, Robert Alford, and Alford and
Trufant,
yeah, who are also still not here. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things pile on and pile on. We don't make good decisions. Like, get hindsight is 2020, but again, imagine we retain Grimes. Now we're going to have to waste, what, two picks on DBs. Those two picks could go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things that's interesting how this goes, man.
And you know who else wasn't sad to leave? Sanu. Like, you thought he would be upset to leave.
He went to the Pats. Why would you be sad going to the Pats?
Duh, why would you be happy leaving? If you're so happy here. You put on this whole show, oh, I love Atlanta, blah, 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 and the Falcons, and then you peace.
He was going to the Pats, that's why.
The Pats weren't even doing that good.
It's the Pats.
They still weren't doing that good.
What play wouldn't be happy to go to the Pats?
What happened? Why would you be happy to go to the Pats with a declining Tom Brady?
They went to the playoffs. We didn't know Tom Brady was going to be that bad.
Yes, we did.
No, we did not.
We need better coaches. Hey, Marcus, go suck Andrew Luck's dick.
Well, I'm reading the story. I'm reading a story that your man Scott Karasik wrote back in 2013, titled "Why Letting Longtime Cornerback Brent Grimes Walk Is the Right Move." I know hindsight is 2020, but like, he's trying to paint a narrative that, like, oh, once you hit 30. Don't perform well, blah, 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 blah. All right. Whatever.
Well, from what I remember, he had a major injury the year before, played like a few games, and he had another major injury. But then he was like, y'all got to pay me X amount of money. And the team was like, no, we're not going to do that because you just had two serious injuries. And you only play like two games.
No, I think it was one injury. He tore his Achilles the first game of the season. I remember this game. Oh, man, we beat the brakes off the Chiefs. That Chiefs was 42-4. That was a great game.
Yeah.
Julio Jones had a great touchdown catch in the end zone.
Like, everybody returned a favor, though.
I remember, man, the days when we could score 40 points at will, man. Like,
wow. The days when we could win games.
That also.
Wow. True.
Wasn't it under Dirk too, though?
No.
That was like 2012.
That was under Mike Smith.
No, Dirk. I mean, like, the coordinator.
Oh, yeah. That's when, yeah. But you can't use 2012 offense in 2012.
No, yeah.
Not at all. Yeah, we
see that.
Dang.
Yeah. BL. No, I don't think he made. I think he was hurt. He tore his Achilles. He's out for the season, right? Like,
who?
I might be misremembering the Brent Grimes thing. All I know is like he was good once he left. So.
Yeah, he made another Pro Bowl or two after he left. But his wife, man, she man.
Hey man, retain good talent anytime. I guarantee you, if we had Khalil Mack and his wife was wilding out, we'd be like, oh, that's cute. Cool. If we had Myles Garrett and he clearly, according to some people, attempted to kill a man on field, we'd be like, oh, man, hey, man, I'll do it again. Whatever, dog, you good.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Josh was the one like, oh, he should go to jail. He needs to be cut.
You said some wild stuff.
I was like, bro, look at it. I was like, go look at his stats.
No.
Please hush. Please stop.
No, I said he should be suspended for the rest of the year.
Hey, man.
You're a beast, man.
I wish they'd cut him so we could assign him. Like, I really wish that to happen.
Pat would have jumped all over that. Nah, we would have no shot at him.
Well, because and next year when Tack leaves and we're left with no type of pass rush, it's going to be very
We got the hood, Vic Beasley and Dante Fowler. That's the pass rush right there.
What has he really done in these past four games?
Nah, man. Like again, y'all fans, man.
For y'all that we gave him, what has Fowler done these past four games?
Like I said, I haven't looked at the advanced analytics. That's more of an Aaron Freeman thing, but I can't say whether he's done anything. I've seen him make some plays, but for your number 1A pass rusher, and again, it's supposed to be like a tandem, so he's missing his partner in crime. So maybe that's part of it, that is part of it. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're just like an A1 apex dominant pass rusher, then you really don't need anybody, but he's not that. You know what I'm saying? And if he was that, you know, he would have been retained. And
exactly. He won't be on his third team in like 4 years.
Well, I don't count Jacksonville. Jacksonville's not a compliment organization. So
he's a compliment, not a game record.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So they need another person. But again, we're going to be down another person once Tack leaves, unless they can find a way to finesse. But again, I think we're not going to, it's going to look a lot different.
And hey, well, right now, we down a whole nother player with KZ and his Achilles.
That's the last we're ever going to see a KZ. So,
yeah, he's out of here.
So, we're going into a dark period, man. Unless we can find like some, you know, the next greatest coach that nobody's ever heard of, man, it's about to be ugly.
And they talking about some, we're going to look in house for players because of Corona. I'm like, seriously, y'all getting on planes, trains, buses, hotels, meeting hookers, doing whatever y'all want, but we can't get nobody outside. Seriously? We can't get nobody outside, but y'all doing whatever the hell y'all want to. We can't get nobody outside. All right. All right. Like, that was like the dumbest excuse I ever heard. Like, who we got to replace KZ and company? Like, all the people that are out. We got a bunch of no names that don't know what the fuck they're doing. And we got a bunch of vets that also don't know what the fuck they're doing on DC. Like, I saw that shit. Y'all leaving people wide the fuck open just to score. I could have scored last night. I could have dead ass just scored by myself. I could have walked into the end zone. I didn't even have to run. I could have fucking... Who is on a cane right now? I could have Stevie wandered my way into the end zone last night. He's blind, and he could have made his way to the end zone. That's how bad the defense was last night. What the fuck? Yes, social distancing was real. It was realer than how I be in these streets. Because y'all know I don't play. Like, people thought I was playing about the mask and stuff. I ain't playing. Social distancing was beyond real. Everybody sucked. Everybody's like, oh, Matt Ryan got a block yesterday. But where's the win? Like, what else happened? Like, he blocked. Okay. But what else? What other positives came from yesterday?
We rose higher in the draft order. That was positive.
Ty Gurley scored.
And I don't really care about Ty Gurley.
Go Dawgs.
Get him out of here, too.
No. We could draft him a compliment.
Nah, man.
Draft you a compliment.
Did he break his pitch count? Oh, look, he went two carries over his pitch.
Do you like playing fantasy sports? If so, Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport. If you're playing with NFL, of course, because this is an NFL podcast, you choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. That you could also do other sports, of course. They have NBA, MLB, PGA, and even esports. How that works will be in the description box below. Use our promo code DBNReport, the name of this podcast. We'll put it in the description box below. When you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Again, that's www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
Just count the average, 3.6 yards per carry. Good for him. Great job.
We can't just be happy about a fucking block. And my truth is right. Stevie is allegedly black. But if he's, never mind, I'm not going to talk about his hair. We can't talk about Legend's hair, because if you're not blind and you let your hair look like it does, Stevie, what the fuck?
All right, so I know this will make Josh happy. Right now, according to Walter Football, we have the number 2 overall draft pick. Guess who they have as projected to pick?
No, we're not getting him.
Justin Fields.
Y'all want Cam doing practice? First of all, you say that like that's a bad thing. Like
Cam could have went with a top 10 defense. So you want to bring Cam Newton part two here?
We couldn't win with the top one offense. So
are you serious?
We both made it to the Super Bowl.
What win championships? Defense. I guarantee you, if Matt had that defense in 2015, he won the Super Bowl.
That's not how that works, but I see
what you're saying. Who on here wants Justin Fields? Put it in the comments if you want Justin Fields.
All I'm saying is you're talking about like who wants Cam Newton 2.0 like he didn't win the Heisman.
Whoever wants Cam Newton 2.0, meet me at Stevenson 5 p.m. tomorrow. Stop your throw hands.
None of y'all want Cam Newton,
who is looking pretty good on the Patriots.
Not really.
Come on, man.
Not really.
Cam Newton got Miss Rona. Justin Fields, what's wrong with Justin Fields?
Man.
We know why you don't like black quarterbacks.
I gave my list yesterday.
Mike Vick, Russ,
Lamar, and Watson. Josh, you gotta stop
being racist to quarterbacks, okay?
Well, all I'm saying is if we don't get him and we can get him and he goes somewhere else and looks like the second coming, like at this point, look at it like this. If we get him and he's sorry, guess what? We'll be sorry again and we'll have another top pick. So, you know what I'm saying?
You have to go through that.
That's true.
Because you could strike gold. That's why. Because you could strike gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if not, just start over. Get another top pick. Who cares? We're gonna be sorry anyway. So, but anywho.
And top 5 defense.
We sigh overall, all around the board. I don't know.
Y'all said Eric Key's gonna come here from Kansas City with his playbook, and he's gonna rescue us. That's what I was told.
Them people listening to this. That's them. That's what they keep saying. I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm just here for the ride. Cardinals.
All I know is we might need to start like a petition to boycott Falcons games. until they fire Dan Quinn. If I need to lead that charge, I'm about that. But
we make it back to a point where they're gonna black out the games. Yeah, I remember they used to do that. They used to black out the game.
Nah, they miss. Well, just don't play them. Just let us be. Let us enjoy our Sundays again. I mean, this past Sunday was very nice. You know, relaxed, not stressed out, chilling.
No, because I had anxiety of what we was gonna do on Monday.
There's no anxiety. We were gonna lose.
Like, it was anxiety, man. Like, okay, y'all. Like, I still believe in this team. Okay.
You must not be watching the games critically. Then, like, you drink no, during the games, or
that's the defense. Like I said, it's just laughable. It's comical how bad they play. Like, you can't even get mad. It's just, you just look at them making a mistake, and it's just like hilarious at this point.
See, this is my thing, right? I'm still a fan of this team, obviously. I'm not going nowhere, obviously. However, they have consistently shown me their ass. Like, their buttholes is winking in my face.
Okay, all right. That's how much it's about that time.
Let me finish. That's how much of their asses that they have shown us. So why do I believe? Why would I believe in them? You know what I'm saying? You keep showing me your ass. I'm not gonna believe you until you actually do right. You know, that's why I am not holding hope anymore, because their pants are down and they're bending over. So, no, until you show me that you can do right, I'm just not going to believe it, but I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a fan of the Falcons. I just don't believe in none of them, and I believe the whole organization is trash to the very top, the creme de la creme, a.k.a. the owner, Arthur Blank.
So y'all don't like Uncle Arthur no more?
No.
Because yeah, man. 2020, y'all
he's proven if we take a deep dive, forget the wins of everything that's gone on. He just be letting people do whatever the fuck they want to do and not like bringing down his iron fist. He don't have our iron fist.
But I kind of get what he's saying. He's like, okay, this is y'all legit last shot. So I'm gonna give you all the opportunity in the world to get it right. If you go to 4-game lose streak, okay, maybe you may turn that 4-game lose streak into a 9-game winning streak. I'm just going to sit back and let you do your thing until I get the notification from the NFL front office that says my team is out of playoff contention. That's what he's doing.
No, and it's wrong. He seems to be one of them people that let people walk all over him and all and keep showing them their ass and be like, no, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. I promise I won't do it again. And then he gives them another chance. But, and then he's like, I'm going to fire you. And then they're like, no, please don't do that. And then he gives them another chance. He's one of those people. Because Quinn should have been gone and TD should have gone last year. And everybody from the Ruta to the Tuta should have been out of here.
But we know how loyal he is. Look, because again,
loyalty is nowhere. You know where loyalty got Arthur Blank?
He's the only owner I've seen in NFL history roll out a player in a wheelchair onto a field. He's that type of owner.
Oh, can you roll out a player in a wheelchair? Shut the fuck up, Josh. Shut up. Wife taking half of his money. That's where
loyal.
I got him.
He's loyal. That's where I got him. That's all that I'm saying. And it's hurting him.
Marcus, ain't nobody talking to you. Get your ass out of here.
Absolutely not.
Why would the city of Atlanta can't get along for shit? Have you seen the city of Atlanta? We can't get along for nothing. How the hell do you expect for us to own a team? We can't.
Mm-mm. Anywho.
And keep trying to turn it into a fucking She don't like watching
a giant strip club. That's what it would turn into.
No, Keisha don't like strip clubs.
Oh, that's a good idea. And you could put a strip club in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It'd be more exciting than the games.
So. Oh, that's a good idea, Bree.
That's a very good idea.
You can put it on the level with the 50-yard line bar. Put it up there.
Yeah, the 300 level.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what they should do? They should put it in that casino spot that they have.
Nah, because that's for like the VIP people. Nah. You want all your attendees to be able to see the strippers.
Why?
Even the little kids.
Gosh.
Okay. Oh man. I'm about to cut. Otherwise. Anywho, we're gonna lose again next week. So that's what it is. I don't even care.
Taking another L, folks.
We are beating Carolina, okay? Say it with me. We are beating Carolina on three. One, two. Beating
Justin Fields for president.
And on this note, we out this bitch because we going back to sleep. Well, Mara's with you, Josh.
Nah, she's wilding. I'm sorry. Man.
Thank you. I gotta believe right there.
What's your Twitter at?
It's the same thing.
Let me see if this person's talking.
Hers is the same thing, I think. I think that's the same thing.
One and four. We about to go. One and four.
Look, all I know is I need my Lakers not to embarrass me. So
they're about to.
Shauna, I love you. Hi. I love Shauna. She's the best. She makes the good drinks.
Let me hold them.
I believe Josh saying that instead of Marcus. Ah, Marcus, nobody believe you in your shit. 0-5.
Here we go. Here we go. That's what I'm talking
about. Okay, Gardner. We don't need that negativity on the show.
Hey, too late. I saw your tweets on the timeline the other day during the game, I think. Trust me, there's 10,000 times worse people's tweets. Like, Amber's tweets are the worst. So.
They are the worst. Goodness gracious.
Can't get no worse than that. But
you should be trying to live your life.
Make sure y'all subscribe. I don't know what number we're at, but.
Yeah, subscribe to this shit.
I mean, I know nobody wants to wear a sorry jersey from the Falcons, but
right. That's everybody just wants that. Here he goes. Look, this is why we don't like talking to him.
The only way we're going to be NFC South champions is if I cut on my PlayStation 5. That's the only way that's happening. So
nah, book it. We finna make this run.
PS4, I'm tripping. I don't have one yet, but manifestation.
If soon. We make the run, I'll buy everybody a Christmas gift.
Of their choice?
The Dollar Tree.
Of their what?
It's going to be from Dollar Tree. I'm broke.
Bye, man. Bye.
Bye, man. We out.
We out this bitch. Do you like playing fantasy sports? If so, Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If you're playing with NFL, of course, because this is an NFL podcast, you choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. That you can also do other sports, of course. They have NBA, MLB, PGA, and even esports. How that works will be in the description box below. Use our promo code DBNReport, the name of this podcast. We'll put it in the description box below. When you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Again, that's www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.